World Health Organization has delivered through air shipments more than 11 tons of medical supplies to Al-Qamishli area in Al-Hasakeh Governorate. Now, this is the first delivery from WHO since December last year, when we also organized air shipments to this area that is not easily reachable by land. What we have brought this time is the necessary equipment for public hospitals and health centers in terms of medicines, and most notably medicines for non-communicable diseases, for trauma patients, but also there was equipment like wheelchairs and other equipment that is needed in this area. This area is hosting about more than 500,000 people, and many of these people are internally displaced persons, and the information we have is that there is about around 30,000 people. So this aid was really helpful to this part of Syria that is in the northern eastern part of the country, where accessibility to health services is very limited.
Do you have any plans to deliver more medical supplies in the near future to this part of the country?
Well, obviously, we are trying to reach any part of the country. You probably know that the priority right now for the World Health Organization, as well as all the other humanitarian actors in Syria, is to reach besieged and hard-to-reach areas. There are around 18 besieged areas across Syria, including East Aleppo, that we hear a lot about these days. The World Health Organization is always part of interagency convoys that are being organized under auspices of a humanitarian coordinator here in Syria and OCHA. For example, last week, we were part of the convoy that went so-called four town agreement locations, that's Madaya, Zabadan, Nifoa, and Kofraya, as well as to Alwar area near Homs, where we deliver really needed medical supplies. We are also ready to bring medical supplies to East Aleppo as soon as there is a possibility to physically go in.